Cassidy says key transportation funding components are not coming together.
It's increasingly clear that the package is not going to produce the kind of revenue that a growing state like Virginia needs.
He says the gas tax is at an all-time low after it was converted to a levy connected to the wholesale price of gas, and the hybrid fee was eliminated this year. Add to that, Virginia had relied on Congress passing a law to allow states to collect internet sales revenue, which has not happened. Cassidy says instead, funding responsibility has shifted from drivers to the sales tax, which hits working families hard. He believes lawmakers need to start over.
One idea would be you could increase the gas tax more to make up for this lost revenue, but you could pair it with a refundable earned income credit, for example, so that you can provide targeted tax relief to middle class and low income working families.
He says this makes more sense since lower to middle income families spend a greater share of their income than the wealthy do if taxes are increased. Cassidy says another idea would be a mileage tax, which some other states are considering. Reporting from Richmond, I'm Tommy McNeil.